Monday the 24th of August, Dalad Elul, Rabbi Aaron Yitzhak Silber, Shlomo Hakan. Two birds.
And this week's Sedra, the Torah, speaks about the Mishnah, the Mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. And the Torah gives a lav and an essay. Shale loy sika ho'im alabonim. This is the lav. You're not allowed to take the mother, the children from the mother. Shaleach teshalach esa'im. This is the essay. Send away the mother. And then, v'esabonim tikach loch. So just a few nekudas. I want to speak about this particular mitzvah, an interesting mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. Shiluach HaKen, when there is a lav and an essay, is a lav anitat le'asei. Meaning that even if somebody was over the lav, he took the mother. He was over the lav of Loisikach Lo'im Alabonim. If, before he takes the children, he's going to send away the mother, he's been mesakein the lav, he's been mekayim the asei, he's metakein the lav, and he's not loike. This is called the lav anitak la'asei. Same way if somebody steals, loisik zoil, he's got a way to give it back, and he's mesakein the lav, he repairs the lav. Same thing by Shiluach HaKen, is a lav anitak la'asei. Now, what's going to happen if he took the mother, and the mother died. He died. So he doesn't have any more the opportunity to be Mekayim the Asay. So then he is loike. The Rambam says it, Pekut Gimel Mechashchita. He is loike. There is a way, the Gemara brings in Cholin, there's a way where you can be over on the Asay and not on the Lav. If somebody would take the mother with the intention of sending the mother away. He wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah. So he took the mother, and he's not over on the lav, because the intention was to send the mother away. And then he changed his mind, and he says, no, let me not send the mother, I'm going to keep it. And then he takes the children. So then he's over on the asay. He wasn't mishaleach the aim, but he's not over on the lav, because the lav is to take loisika ho'im alabonim. He took it with the intention of sending it away. So then he's over. This is one way that the Gemara says that he can be over on the esse and not over on the lav. If he took the mother in order to send her away and then changed his mind, he said, no, okay, let's keep it. And then the mother dies, l'choyre, he wouldn't be loike. Because the malchus comes on the lav, and he took the mother in a way that he was not over the lav, he was only over on the asay by changing his mind and not sending it away, so then he's not going to be loike. The Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi in Simen Pei Gimel is mechadesh, a big chidush, the Menachas Chinuch brings it down. Loisika cho'eim al habonim. What does it mean, the word al habonim? So he learned that al Loisika ho'eim al habonim means im habonim. Im habonim. So he wants to be machadish that if somebody only wants the mother and he takes away the mother and he doesn't take the children, he just takes the mother, he's not over on the lav from Loisika ho'eim al habonim. This was the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Simen Pei Gimel is machadish. Loisika ho'eim al habonim means im habonim. So if he takes the mother itself, he doesn't want the children. He's not over on the lav. The Menachas Chinuch is medayik a bit like this from the Rambam, from the Gemara. But he brings the Rashi, that Rashi says loisika ho'eim al habonim means me'al habonim, not im habonim, me'al habonim. And he said that it's obvious from Rashi that even if you take the mother itself, you're over on the lav of loisika ho'eim al habonim. And in the Chinuch itself, in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, it's clear in the Chinuch, that the Chinuch holds also like this, that you're always over the lav, even if you don't touch the children. The Menachas Chinuch asks an interesting kasha on the Chacham Tzvi. There is a din that if a metzoyer needs to become tohor, he needs to have birds. So the Gemara says, would it be permissible if the only birds he has is birds that he needs to do Shiloh HaKen of, and for a reason or another he can't do it, would he be allowed to take the Tzipoirim without being Mekayim the Mitzvah Shiloh HaKen, to be Mekayim his Mitzvah to Taros Metzora, to become Metzora, to become pure? So the Gemara brings a pasuk, Shalach Teshalach, that Teshalach Afilu Ledvar Mitzvah, that even that you have a Mitzvah, you're still not allowed to take the Eim Al Habonim, to take the bird, because there's the Mitzvah Shiloh HaKen. So the Gemara asks an obvious question. The Taros Metzora is an essay, Mitzvah Sasei. We said previously that Shiloh HaKen is an essay and a Lois Sasei. And we know that Ein Asei Doichel Lois Sasei V'Asei. We know that the assay, if somebody's got the mitzvah assay, it's doiche elois assay. But if it's a lois assay and assay, the essay is not powerful enough to be doiche the assay and the lois assay. That's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara answers, we said previously that there is a case where you're not over on the lav. If he took the mother to send it away, and then he changed his mind, and he said, no, let's keep it, he's not over on the lav, because previously he intended to send it away. So when he took it to do the mitzvah. Only afterwards he changed his mind. So he's only over on the assay. And the Gemara says that we could think that the assay of Taharas Metzora is an important assay, because Godoil Hasholim, we know that the Metzora is not allowed to live with his wife. And Shalom Benish Leishtoi is very, very important, as we see in the Torah, that the Torah, the Rabban Shalom is ready that his name should be arisen from the Megillah by Soite, the Moichek HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name ala Megillah Soite, to make Shalom Benish Leishtoi. So Shalom is something very, very important. So the Gemara says, we could have thought that in such a case where there is no love, and I have from one side the essay of Godoil HaShalom from the Taz Metzora, and from the other side, the Esef Shalach to Shalach, would it be permissible for the Metzora to send, to take the mother in this way, and to be doicha the essay of Shiloh HaKem of Shalach? Komash Balon the Pasuk from Teshalach, that not. That's why we need the Pasuk. Because sometimes it's not the essay versus an essay, it's a lois essay. It's essay versus another essay, and the essay of Metzora would be more important. That's what the Gemara says. So the Mechaschin of us on the Chacham Tzvi, he says, if you're right that if somebody takes the mother, just the mother, he doesn't touch the children, he's not interested in the little birds, he's only over on the assay, so why does the Gemara have to look for such a complicated case from somebody that took in order to make the mitzvah, then he changed his mind? He says it's a doichek, because somebody took it and he wants to make the mitzvah and he changed his mind. We've got a very simple case. He wants to take the mother, he doesn't need the eggs. And here you have your assay, without your lois assay. The Gemara could have given a much simpler case to find the assay without the lois assay. So if the Gemara went on to find such a complicated case that he took it and he wanted to send it and then changed his mind, it shows us that there's no difference if you touch the bonim or you don't touch the bonim. Like it's Mefurish and the Chinuch and it's Rashi. If you take the mother itself, you're also over on the lab and on the essay. So this is the first interesting discussion that we have in Machloikes. So in Chacham Tzvi, the Mechatz Chinuch, it's Meduik in the Rishonim. Are you over the lab when you take the mother and you don't touch the children? Another interesting Chakira, there is in the Shalash Yitshuvas, Chavoy Siyoel Simon Samazayim. He is Choyker Chakira. What sort of mitzvah is Shiloh HaKen? Somebody goes in the street and he sees and asks his birds, does he have a chiyuv to do the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen? Now he's mechuyuv to do it or not? If he wants to take birds, the Torah says the only way to take the birds is to send away the mother and then take the birds. He doesn't need chicken. He doesn't. Yeah? So no reason, no mitzvah, no chiyuv to do it. And the Chavos Yisrael brings the Gemara in Cholim Kuf Lamed Tes. The Gemara, when the Gemara speaks in Perek Shiloh HaKen about the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen, the Gemara brings Yochol Yechazer Behorim. Could be you should think that somebody, the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen is such a choshev mitzvah, you should go in the mountains, and look, where can I find the ken? To have the schos, to make the mitzvah shloch ken. And the Gemara brings the posuk, that not, you don't have a chiyuv, tamud loyma ki yikore. Ki yikore, it means, it happens, ki yikore, when it happens that you find the nest, only then you have the mitzvah of shiluach ken. That's what the Gemara says. So the Chavisoy says, the Gemara had the Havamina that you have to go on the mountains to climb, to look for a nest. The Gemara is choizer. The Gemara says, no, you don't have to go and look around to find the birds and the nest. But if you see it already, it's mashma of the Gemara, then you have a chiyuv to do it. That's what the Chavisoy wants to be mechadish. The Chassam Sofer and the Chidushim on Chulin is not... That disagrees with the Chavisoy, and he says that the pshat in the Gemara is the following. He says the Havamina from the Gemara, that the Gemara said that you should go with mountains and you should look to the Mekayim the mitzvah shulach haken, is because there's a famous zoya that when somebody is Mekayim the mitzvah shulach haken, he's a meoire, he awakens gevaldig, a very very big rachamim from the Rebbeinu Shloilam onto Klal Yisrael. The Zohar is marach about it. It's a gewaldig schos of making the mitzvah shloach haken. So we could have thought that the mitzvah shloach haken brings upon Klal Yisrael such a big rachamim that you should be kedai. Everybody should go and look for nests in the mountains. But once the Gemara brings a pasuk from Ki Yikore that you don't have to look for it, it shows us that the reason for shloach haken is not to go and be more rachamim. It's a mitzvah. So once the Gemara was doiche, that you don't have to be mechazer behorim, so you don't have a chiyuv as well not. If you want the bird, you have to make shloach haken. If you don't want the bird, you don't have to make shloach haken. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, in his Sefer Siach HaSoda, found a Meiri, a Mefurish Meiri, not going to read the Meiri now, but Mefurish Meiri, that says like the Chassam Sofer, it's Mefurish in the Meiri when he explains the sugya, that we see in the Meiri that there's no chiyuv. If somebody sees a nest with bird and he doesn't want bird, he's got no chiyuv to make the mitzvah shloach haken. If he wants the bird, if he wants to make the mitzvah, why not? But there's no chiyuv, like the Chavisoy said. Just one more little detail. Everybody wants to be mekayim, to have the schus to be mekayim, the mitzvah shloach haken. There's one thing you should know, that if you have a nest in your back garden, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah shloach haken, because it says in the posuk, ki yikore, if it's yours, you're not mekayim the mitzvah shloach haken. It has to be hefker. So the way to do it, before you go and ask the rabbi exactly how to do it, is to say now, anytime, that you're not interested, because anything that comes in your property becomes automatically yours. If a nest with birds comes in your backyard, it's automatically yours. So you can't be mekayim the mitzvah anymore. So if you say now, I don't want to be zoiche, any birds, any nest, anything that comes in my, any bird that comes in my chotze, I don't want it. I'm not koine it. So then when it's going to come in your property, it's not going to be yours, it's going to still be hefker. You'll have the way to do the mitzvah of shiluach haken.
So maybe you can take away the birds without the mother, if it's in yours. The love doesn't apply then.
The essay is always there. The mitzvah, as I say, is always there. The discussion was about the love.
If it's in your own property, maybe the love doesn't apply.
No, the whole mitzvah doesn't apply.
But the love also not. You can
nothing.
You can take the babies without the mother.
Are you allowed to take if it's yours? Now let's go to another thing. The Mishnah in Brachos, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, says the following: Ha'oyma al kam tzipo yagiu rachamecho meshat kimoisu. Somebody says, your Rachmanas, the Rabbi Shalom is such a big Rachman, he's Merachim even on the birds, that he doesn't let take the mother, take the birds. Meshat ki moisoy. You make him quiet. Meshat ki moisoy. The Gemara says, why? So the Gemara says, Mishum she'oisem bidoyishav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim. He makes the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, ve'einoy elo gzeiros. And every mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a gezeiro. I want to go explain a bit this Gemara. I'll be, man, Shalish HaTshuvas Avnei Nezer, in Choshen Mishpot, Simen Memtes, he's got there a few little pieces. He calls it Mechudosh or Mechudosh, I don't know how to read this word. Mechudosh Vav. He brings a Tshuvas HaRashba. Chosha Rashba says, we know that there's a din of koifin al tzedakah. Somebody doesn't want to give tzedakah, Bezen has a koif to force him to give tzedakah. Koifin al tzedakah. But the Rashba is mechadesh, and the Ron brings it down as well, that koifin al tzedakah is only you persuade the man to give tzedakah. But you never take money by force from somebody for tzedakah. Kfiya goes, you explain him that he has to give and everything. But you never take it out of him. That's what the Rashba is mechadesh. Even though there is a din koifin al tzedakah, but you don't force him till the end. And the Abnezer asks, why is it so? We know that in the other din of kfiya, if somebody owes money to somebody else, and he doesn't want to pay, Bezen has a koyach to make kfiya. Kfiya's Bezen goes till the end. You make kfiya till the end. So why is it so that the mitzvah tzedakah, the kfiya is only to persuade him and not to take it by force? That's what the Abnezer asks. He brings a Rambam, in the midst of the Shulach HaKen. So the Rambam starts that if somebody takes the mazel and he was shoich of the mazel, he's like it. Like we said previously, that as long that the mazel is there, he still has the way to send the mazel away. And he's metaken lava nitak lasei, he's metaken the asei. But if he shechted the mazel, obviously there's no way to send it away. So then he's like it. The Rambam says, what's going to happen if you took the mazel and then somebody else sent it away? It flew away by itself. He decided to be mekayem da'aseh, to be metakan the lav, to repair the aver he did, and suddenly the mazel flew away. So the Rambam says that he's not mekayem da'aseh, because shaleach, shteit shaleach al yedei atzmoi, shaleach teshalach. He has to do it, even if the purpose is achieved. Yeah, the mazel flew away, he takes the verse, now the mazel is not here, flew away by itself. If he didn't do it, if he went by itself, he's not Mekayim, the Asay, it's going to be Loike. That's what the Rambam says. And the Abnezer says that the Mekoyer of the Rambam is from the Mishnah in Brochus. Because the mitzvahs are Xeris. So he explains it with the Maharal. Maharal, he brings it in the Feres. I saw bringing down the Maharal in Go'arye in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. The Maharal says, "Atoy Rosh Nosalon Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kol Dovo B'Midas Adin." Everything that every mitzvah the Rebbe Shem gives to us is B'Midas Adin. You have to do it because the Rebbe Shem says it's a din for you to do it, and it's not because of Rachmonos. The mitzvah you do is not because of Rachmonos. And even what the Torah says, to give tzedakah, to give maisres, matasayinim, every gemilas chesed, every mitzvah, b'gzeiros, b'midas adin, ve'einam rachamim, that's the words of the Maharal. Ki ma shechivu ha-Torah b'tzedakah, what the Torah was mechayev somebody to give tzedakah, שכינו אדם מצד שהוא אדם חייב שייתן מייסר כדי שיהיה נפש טוב. That's you said, Maharal. A man needs to give tzedakah because he needs to be a nefesh toif. ולא יהיה נפש רע. A man, the tachlis of a man in this world, he was created to become a better person, to become a more elevated person. To become the Gemara's lashon doyimel koinoi mahu rachum afatar rachum mahu chanu afatar rachum afatoh chanu. You have to go in the ways of the Rebbeinu Shloilom. That's why you were created. So when you give tzedakah, the reason you give tzedakah is because that's the way for you to become a better person. Shein nefesh toiv velo yein nefesh ra, and that's the gzeira of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gzeira al mekayim a mitzvah. A man shouldn't think, the Maharal says, that when he gives tzedakah to the Oni, it's for the Oni. It's for the Oni, he thinks, Nebuch is a big Nebuch. So I have to give him for him. You're not giving tzedakah for the sake of the Oni, you're giving tzedakah for yourself. Because that's the way you have to become a better person. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says, the Maharal, if he wants the Oni he's got thousand ways to give the oni what he needs, doesn't need you at all. Mefarnes, Mikan Reimim al Beit Zekinim, the Rebbeinu is Mefarnes the whole world. If he gave you the opportunity to do tzedakah, it's for your own sake. And that's the moral. The truth is it's a gemara, it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara of Batra Daf Yud says, Shoal Tumnus Ruvus or Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Akiva. For the Zuvus Hashanah Rabbi Akiva, Makadosh Baruch Hu Oyev Aniyim, if the Rebbeinu Shem loves the Aniyim, Loma Einam Mefarneson. If he loves the Aniyim, why doesn't he give them Parnose? He loves them. So Rabbi Akiva answered him, Kedei sheni notzel or nu bohem idin shel gehenem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam leaves aniyim. Why? Because we have to get out of the gehenem. We don't want to go to gehenem. So he gives us the opportunity to do tzedakah. So the tzedakah is for our sake, not for the oni's sake. That's the chiddush of the Maharal. Says the, and that's the pshat in the, that's the pshat in the Gemara in Brochas, in the Mishnah Brochas. Even when you do Shiluach HaKan, don't think you do it as Rachmanes for the birds. You do it because you need to become a Rachamon. You need to become a better person. And that's the way the Rebbeinu gave you to become yourself a better person. And that's why the Rambam says that if it went by itself, the purpose is not being achieved. Because you didn't do it. If it went by itself, you didn't become a better person. If it would be for Rachmanes for the birds, what's the difference if it went by itself or you sent it? Lemais, it's not Eimal Abonim. But as the purpose is that you should become better, you have to do it. That's what the Rambam says to us. Says the Avnei Nezer, if so, the Rashba is very good. The Chuvas Rashba says that you don't do Kfiyah Latzdokah. You never take out by force money from somebody to give Tzedokah. Says the Avnei Nezer, because the whole purpose of Tzedokah, if the purpose would be for the only, so Koifan Hatzdokah, he needs the money and he doesn't want to give. So let's take out the money from him and give it to him. Says the Maral, no, the tzedakah is for the noisen, is for the giver, for the man who gives. The whole purpose of tzedakah is that he should put the hand in his pocket and give it to the other one. It's going to make him a better person. If you take it by force, you didn't achieve the purpose at all. That's how the Maral explains the Chuvas Rashba, that Koifin al Hatzdokah, you try to persuade him, you speak with him till he gives, and that's going to make him a better person. This is the chiddush of the Maral. And Lemaise, I think it's written in the Pasuk. It's written in the Pasuk by itself. Pasuk of Ashas Rei, Nosoin, Pasuach Tiftach, Es Yotcholoi Nosoin, Titanlo, you have to give and give again. And the Pasuk says, Ve'aliyera Levovcho Betitcholoi. When you give tzedakah, sometimes somebody gives tzedakah, he's got no bread, he ain't a him, and he pays him, he takes out the money and he gives him. Says the Torah, no, you shouldn't give it like you're forced to give it, you have a bad feeling when you give it. You should give it with a smile, with a simcha, because if you give it in such a way, with a smile, then the Rebbeinu would send you the bracha. If that the purpose is that the oni should have the money, what's the difference? He got his money. The purpose is for you. You have to become an oyev chesed, the oyev tzedakah, roydev tzedakah v'chesed. So the Torah says, not enough. I don't want from you only you should give the money. V'aniyeh ha'levavcho b'titchol. You should give it because that's the purpose of the thing. So we learn from this Mishnah of Shiluach HaKen, we learn a gewaldige yesoid in the whole benonam, all this benonam lachavera that the Torah gives us. The Maral teaches us, it's not like we think it's for the sake of the other one. You have to change yourself, and that's your purpose in life. If I remember, there's a Loshen in Nefesh HaChaim, I think in one of the Akdomos from his son, he says that his father used to say that if somebody doesn't work on himself, he doesn't work on his midas, one day of his life, Lomo Loi Chaim. What does he need life for? Life has been given to a man to become a better person. He comes in at a certain level, and after 120, he has to be able to come back to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he has to be a much, much kinder and better person than he was born. And that's the tachlis of the man in this world. And that's the Velo Yero Levavcho Besitcholoi. Because that's the purpose. I think, maybe, we could add another dimension to the pasuk Vayera Levocho V'Setzolot. I heard once a story from somebody, Rabbi Yaakov Zon from Eretz Yisrael. If I remember, it was about Rabbi Dessler, Zichron Livrocha. Rabbi Dessler was once traveling with a few of his Talmidim on the train, and the pasu, a very, very big building, and he asked them, do you know what this building is? So they said, no, they don't know. So he said, I'll tell you, this building is a high security jail. The jail, all the criminals, they're all put in there for years and years and years. And he says, and you know, in this jail, there's a very, very big seder. You have to get up in the morning, certain time, you have to eat a certain way. You're very, very disciplined. And you have to, and people spend years and years and years in this jail with a very, very big discipline. So he says, we know in the Rishonim, as we said previously, Achitsoinius Moires as a Primius. That when somebody, let's say he's not Besimcha, so the Sforim say, how do you become a Simcha? If you do actions from Simcha, or you give tzedakah, you become a better person. You do actions from Simcha, you become happy. The way to change the inner of a man is by doing my sim. The more you do actions of tzedakah, the more you become a noisen. The more you do actions of rachmanot, you become a rachman. So he says, as the Rishonim tell us that, these people that are so disciplined, for years and years and years, we should expect that once they come out of the jail, they should be the most disciplined persons. It says, the Mitzvah is not at all like this. They come out, they become not disciplined at all, they become bigger rights from that they were. The discipline is completely gone. He said that he was famous that in Russia there was the Kozakin. These were people disciplined, they were getting up every morning, and they had the biggest discipline, they were unbelievably strong people. And everybody knew that once they go into pension, about the age of 50, they went into pension, they were sitting and doing nothing the whole day. When somebody wanted to say to somebody, you do nothing, you are an old Cossack. They were nothing. He said, how can it be? These people were so disciplined and strong and fierce fighters, and suddenly they go to pension and nothing. But we know that Achitzonis Meres Sabnimius for 20 years has been such a strong, disciplined person. So Rav Dessler said, I'm going to tell you the secret. It's true that Achatzoin is Meres Sapnimis. But this is only if you want it. If you want to do it, then you change. If somebody gives tzedakah because he wants to become a better person, the more he gives, he's going to become a better person. But when somebody is forced to do something, not only is he not becoming a better person, he's going to hate doing it. It's a very big yesod in chinuch, you have to know. If you force your child to come to daven every morning, and the only thing you do about davening is to take him to the shul, and he doesn't want, and you wake him up, and then you take him, he stands next to you, and every time he looks out of the cell, you give him a little flick on his ear, and everything. If you don't do something else to make him like tefillah, to give him a good feeling about this tefillah, yeah, he's going to hate the tefillah. He's going to remind him, yeah, what was tefillah? So it is, yeah, every time all my friends were playing around and I was there next to my father and he was flicking me the whole time. Tefillah is going to be associated with the suffering that he had. And later we know many people that they don't daven today. One boy said once, he said, my tefillahs are stronger than my father's tefillah. My father was always davening that I should become a big tzaddik. I'm not. My tefillah was that I shouldn't have to daven anymore. Okay, it was miscalculated. I'm not davening anymore. He was so disgusted by tefillah. He was forced so much to daven. It disgusted him. Very careful in chinuch, even if sometimes you have to force somebody, but then you have to give a good feeling. You're a good boy. You daven. You should know the malachim were listening to you. The worship was listening to you. If he's got a good feeling with what he's doing, it's going to make him want to daven again. And that's the chat in the pasuk. Nosoim titen lo, you should give valiyera levacho v'tetcholoi. As we said previously, the tachlis of giving tzedakah is to become a better person. But if you give tzedakah, and each time you give tzedakah, oh, it's going to be with my bank account, it's going to be with my credit card. Your heart is twitching you. It's not going to make you a better person. You're going to hate giving tzedakah. Says the Torah, no, nosoim titen lo, valiyera levacho. You should give it with a good heart. You should be happy to give it. And that's what's going to make you a better person. That's the tachlis. And this is the lesson that you can learn from Shulach HaKan. All the mitzvahs of Kodesh Baruch Hu are gezeiros to make us better person. You're also in Kodesh Elul. This is the ones that we have a gewaltig Yisrael Shemayah to become better person. We should all be zoichet to aksive v'achsive toiv.